All right, now in your life design matrix, go to the page where it says, this is the purpose of my life. Now, why are we starting here? Well, if we start with the purpose of your life, this gives us a great building block to create everything from it. If you read below, to the purpose of my life, it is to live, to love, to grow, and to be mega happy. It is also to be a great father to my children and a great partner to Maria, and to love, inspire, and serve others. I've gotten that down to one little paragraph that really sums up why I do what I do. What I'd like you to do is give some thought to what is really the purpose of your life. Get it down to one paragraph. It doesn't need to be a long, drawn-out page. If you come up with one paragraph that you can really hang your hat on, that is something that you can always go to that'll give you strength. It'll give you meaning. It'll give you purpose. Now, in this whole section, I want you to fill out the worksheets in the self-study guide. Write down your goals. Make copies and have them laminated when you're done. Type them out like I have for myself. You've got a lot of material to cover here, and it's the application of this information that is really critical. One more time, you know, what do you want to contribute along the way? What do you want to acquire? What do you want to experience along the way? What are the things you want to create for yourself and for others? What are the places you want to travel? What do you want to learn? What do you want to do? You see, people who have goals have fulfilling lives. When you are striving towards what it is that you want, when you are doing things that you are passionate about, your life has purpose and meaning. When you get into the financial section, start by projecting out into the future what it is that you want, whether it's 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. The forms that we've given you will make it easy for you to fill in the blanks. It's that easy. When you write your goals down, do not, I repeat, do not write down what you think you can achieve. You've got to write down what you want, and you've got to believe that the universe is impregnating you with that desire. Desire means of the Father. And so what you want to do is write down what you want your net worth to be, for example, or how much you've earned, and then write down the beliefs, otherwise known as declarations, that you want to accept as your truths. Then you write down why you must and you will achieve these goals in each area of your life. And then what are the habits that you need to get into on a daily basis in order to achieve that which you want to achieve? When you do this for each area of your life, and you then put together the neural reconditioning process in place with the actions that you're going to take, that's when you will start to achieve those goals. Now, be easy on yourself in as much as don't expect all of these goals to happen in concert with each other. You may achieve your health goals faster than your financial goals. You may achieve your relationship goals faster than your spiritual goals. But you have to start with the clarity of what it is that you want to achieve and give yourself the pillars with your beliefs and your habits and your support systems to achieve them. So go ahead and write down the answers to all of the different questions and all of the different areas in your manual so that you can proceed in creating the action plans that you need. Now, I hope that you have taken me seriously and that you've filled out these forms. By filling out these forms and redoing them over and over again right now until you get the clarity, that's when you want to really put the next piece in place. And the next piece in place is to combine all of those together into your total life's vision. When you have the finances in place that you want to have, when you have the health and the spirituality and the career and the relationships in place that you want to have, what does that look like? See, that formulates the vision you have for your life. And what you want to do then is write out a little story as if it were real right now. So you create a story in the future that you start to focus on now. You create a vision in the future that you use vision boards to help you attract. You create a story in the future that you read and you laminate and you take with you so that you can take it from the conscious mind and impress it into the subconscious mind. The more that that new vision becomes a reality in your mind, the faster you will attract what you need to, the faster that you will perceive everything you need to, and the faster that you will behave in ways that are consistent with the new vision. This new vision of yours for your life, in conjunction with the neural reconditioning process, where you have your affirmations, where you have your visualizations, and you have your triggers of being happy and emotionally charged when you think of these things, is what's going to help you achieve all of your goals. Now, what I want you to do is to make sure that everything is absolutely clear. Keep in mind, clarity is how it starts. Impressing into the subconscious mind is how it continues. Keeping you in the right vibration, attracting everything you want while you're in action towards your goals. You will achieve every one of your goals when you follow this process. And you could take that to the bank.